Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Dark money ties raise questions for GOP Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. Documents obtained by the Associated Press reveal an outside group founded by top political aides to Senator Joni Ernst is working closely with the Iowa Republican to raise money and boost her re-election prospects. Some legal experts say the degree of overlap between her campaign and the nonprofit Iowa Values could violate the law. Emails show a fundraiser for Ernst asked a donor for $50,000 for the group following an introduction by the senator. An attorney for Ernst says they follow the law. But some attorneys say the request by the fundraiser could cross a legal line because she was working on behalf of Ernst. It's now looking likely the five Democratic U.S. senators running for president will be tied up in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump next month. A vote of impeachment by the full House is expected by Christmas. That would then likely send it to a Senate trial in January. That's when presidential hopefuls are spending that last campaign push in places like Iowa, which goes first with its caucuses on February 3rd. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says she'll find a way to balance her time.
And I can't control that schedule, and nor am I going to try to, or nor am I going to weigh in on what the schedule should be, because we have to let the evidence come out as it should. That's what I learned as a prosecutor.
Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Michael Bennet will all be faced with that same challenge. The prospect of an all-white Democratic presidential debate later this month is concerning for some candidates and party activists, but some critics have larger issues with the overall nomination process. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker was in Des Moines laying out his critique of a political environment he says favors billionaires over black people. The recent exit of California Senator Kamala Harris is reviving concerns for others as well. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro is taking issue with not just the DNC debate rules, but with the role of Iowa and New Hampshire as well.
My concern is not the presence of any one candidate on a debate stage only. We need to change the whole game. There's no reason that Iowa and New Hampshire, that hardly have any black people or people of color, should always go first.
Castro made similar comments recently in Sioux City. He and other presidential candidates are taking part in the local American Presidential Forum in Waterloo today, as well as Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott is joining other mayors across the country to ask candidates questions about their agenda. Mayor Scott says he looks forward to the dialogue and sharing the important issues communities face in the nonpartisan forum. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources wants hunters to help track a deadly condition in deer. Chronic wasting disease killed hundreds of animals across the state. It was recently found in a deer on the south side of Sioux City. The shotgun season kicks off tomorrow in Iowa, and the DNR wants hunters to provide samples to be tested for the disease. And plans for a radical overhaul of South Dakota's high school football system are gaining some traction. An advisory committee has advanced plans to reconfigure the 7-class system to 5 classes. The proposal will be considered by the state's athletic directors and ultimately the South Dakota High School Activities Association's board of directors. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon.